The American Broadcasting Company presents I Love Adventure. Incident number 13, The Ambassador Ricardo Santos Affair, a new Carlton E. Morse production featuring Jack, Doc, and Reggie. It was 6 o'clock on a hot evening of a sweltering July in the A1 Detective Agency office, just around the corner off Hollywood Boulevard. Doc Long and Jack Packard were lounging in their shirt sleeves, and Mary Kay Jones, the cutest secretary in blouse and skirt, was trying to keep her makeup on straight before the mirror over by the water cooler.
Don't you know where Reggie's at, Jack?
I'm sorry, old boy.
Well, don't nobody know where Reggie's at? Mary Kay, don't you know?
Don't I know what?
Where Reggie's at? Hey, are you a secretary or just a makeup artist?
Well, a girl's got to look her best, hasn't she?
Mary Kay, if you looked any better, mere male man couldn't stand.
Hey, that's my line, Jack.
Oh?
Sure it is. Who named Mary Kay the cutest secretary in Hollywood? I did. Who makes like a wolf when Mary Kay's in a neighborhood? I do.
Amen, brother.
So you lay off Mary Kay, son. Let a Texas boy that knows how to take care of the beautiful secretaries around this detective office. You just take care of playing like Sherlock Holmes.
Listen to the man flex his cerebral muscles.
I beg your pardon.
Hey, a customer.
Well, won't you come in and have a chair?
This is the A1 Detective Agency.
This is her. Here, sit down. What can we do for you?
This young woman, who is she?
Oh, that's Mary Kay Jones, our secretary. Don't pay no attention to her.
Well, I like that.
Which of you is Senor Parker?
I am. This is my partner, Doc Long.
Oh, yes, yes. I am Juan Carlos, a representative of a certain Central American country, which shall go unnamed.
Well, speak right up, Senor Carlos. You among friends. What can we do for you?
You will leave for Istanbul, Turkey tonight.
Hey.
Where did you say?
Isn't Istanbul, Turkey quite a long way from home?
Here are $5,100 bills to make it worth someone's while.
I'll take that.
Please, senorita.
Mary Kay, give the man back his $5,000.
Yeah, honey, shame on you for grabbing like that.
I'm not only secretary, I'm treasurer of this agency. All you boys get is expense money until I get caught up on my back paycheck.
But we haven't even accepted the assignments yet.
Oh, yes, you have. They'll go to Istanbul, Senor Carlos. Just tell them the setup.
Well, how you like them apples? What's the pitch, anyhow, Phil?
This is how it is. Senor Ricardo Santos, my country's ambassador to Turkey, is coming home. You have been selected to escort him from his post in Istanbul, Turkey, to his homeland, together with his wife and daughter. He is returning home because it is quite possible that he will be the next president of his country, and the election is near. It is important that he be closely guarded, because there are many who are opposed to him, and it is quite possible that the assassination is in order.
You mean somewhere along the route between Istanbul and Central America, some of his own people try to rub him off?
It is quite certain an attempt will be made, Senor Packard.
Oh, so that's what you got on the floor. Get the ambassador and the ambassador's wife and the ambassador's daughter safe across home base. Well, hey, by the way, I hope the ambassador's daughter is young and good-looking and unmarried.
I can assure you she is all those things.
Well, hot sock, what's holding us back?
Air transportation has been arranged for you to Istanbul. Now, at the Turkish capital, my country has arranged for a 2-motor plane to be put in your hands for your return flight across French West Africa to Freetown. It is my understanding that both of you are expert pilots of large aircraft.
Oh, you looking at the two hottest flowers this side of paradise.
Just a minute. A flight across French Africa will require several refueling stops.
They have been arranged. Once you have reached Freetown, you will take passage on the first transatlantic plane schedule.
All right. Well, that's good enough for us. We leave the office to you, Mary Kay.
Yeah, man. Istanbul, Turkey. Next up. All right, Senior Santos. There goes the last of your boxes and baggage. All that stuff will go by cargo boat.
It is a relief. This packing and unpacking and shifting from place to place, I do not like.
Yeah, I sure do know what you mean.
Just now, I am more interested in getting myself, my wife, and my daughter safely back within our own borders.
Well, that's our job, son. Hey, Mr. Sanders, you taking medicine?
Quinine capsules. They are required for my health.
Oh, quinine, huh? Well, Mr. Ambassador, we leave this here suite at the hotel in about 10 minutes. Then, hey, what become of Jack? I thought he was here with us just a minute ago.
I think my wife took him by the arm and led him into another part of the suite.
Oh, she did she?
Say, my wife has a way with a gentleman. It is one of her little Spanish tricks.
Oh, hey, now, Mr. Ambassador, all women of all nations got a way with men. It's human nature.
Beware the tricks of a Spanish girl. They're more subtle than all others. I, personally, am of Portuguese descent.
Oh, yeah, so I've been told.
Portuguese without adulteration. Likewise, my daughter Lola. She, too, is Portuguese, without taint or blemish. My first wife, who was Lola's mother, was a fine Portuguese family.
Well, I don't get it. Is that so important?
To me, to my daughter, it is everything.
Well, that kind of leaves Ms. Sanders out in the cold, don't it?
That one is never out in the cold. The Spanish women have ways of warming themselves beyond an American's knowledge.
Does this hotel furnish an orchestra every day like this, Senora Santos?
No, this is a special. They're playing outside the window of our suite today because we are going away. We have been guests here for nearly 2 years.
Oh, I see. Well, all the luggage and boxes have gone to the wharf. I'd like to leave with you and your husband and daughter for the airport as soon as you're ready.
Lola is not my daughter.
Well, I suppose...
I look to be a woman old enough to have a 19-year-old daughter?
Oh, by no means.
No. In fact, I'm barely 1 year older than Lola. Ricardo married me out of the arms of my mother when I was only 15.
Yes, I understand early marriages are the accepted thing in most South and Central American countries.
But that is not the point.
Oh?
No, it is... It is that I'm barely 20 years old. Ricardo is old enough to be my father. See, to be truthful, he's more to me a father than a husband.
Oh, good. Now, can you be ready to leave and...
You are not interested?
Oh, but I am. I'm interested in every little thing about all the Santos family. It's my job to get you all back home safely.
No, is that interest?
My job and your husband's life may depend on Doc and me. I should be interested.
You do not think I'm beautiful?
Oh, positively, I...
See. And you are strong, virile man.
Well, now, see, here, I came here to rescue you from possible assassins, not from ennui and boredom.
Boredom? What worse assassin is there for a young and beautiful woman?
Well, senora...
Senora. That awful conventional word, senora. Please, do not keep reminding me I'm a married woman. My name is Carmen.
Ah, yes, Carmen.
Which means red. Also fiery. Also blazing.
Ah, so... I am interrupting something?
Oh, no, not at all. Come in.
Senor Parker, this is my husband's daughter, Lola.
Yes, I've met Lola.
Please, mamacita. Father wishes you to make ready to depart.
How dare you call me mamacita? I'm not your mother.
I am obedient daughter.
Since when? Never once since I married with your father have you been obedient.
Now, with good-looking man present, you say mamacita.
You try to make me old woman.
Look, you two, we've got to get to the airfield if we're going to take off.
I'm not old woman.
Oh, I can see that, but your family...
Father will be angry if you do not hurry.
Conspiracy, always conspiracy between you and your father.
You must not take that Spanish woman seriously, Senor Packard.
What goes on here?
My father and I, we are Portuguese. Carmen... She is only a Spanish woman.
Yeah, a very pretty Spanish woman.
Oh, in a Spanish way, I suppose so. But not so pretty as young Portuguese girl, no?
Hey, what kind of a household is this, anyway? Doc and I come here to save your father's skin and get you safely home, and what do we find?
Me, senor. You find me. Is that not pleasant?
Well, I find a couple of women knifing each other. Are you all dressed and ready to go down to the car?
Sim. Even to my perfume. If you come close, you will smell how beautiful...
Hey, Jackie. Whoa, look at what I find going on in here.
Good work, Doc. You're right on cue. We ready?
Well, I got Mom and Papa under control if you can handle daughter, which I see that you can.
Another crude American. Please, let's get started for the airport.
Yeah, come on, crude American. Gather up an armful of bags.
Yeah, you bet you. Now I know what makes Istanbul so hot. It's women. Well, here we are on our way, son. Across the Mediterranean, halfway across Liberia.
Farther than that, we'll be over Tama in another 3 or 4 minutes.
Tama? I never heard of it.
It's our first refueling point on the Liberia-French Equatorial African border.
Hey, we are making fast, huh?
I'll take over the controls while you go back into the cabin and see that Ambassador Santos and his two passionate females strap themselves into their seats for the landing.
Oh, leave it to me.
Ah, it's about time we were seeing someone from up front. How are we progressing, Senor Long?
We just about to come down at Tama on the border for refueling.
We will have time to leave the ship and exercise ourselves a little.
That's right, Lola. Now, will you all please strap yourselves into your seats?
It will be a relief. I like to fly, but I also like it better on the ground.
Senor Santos, your seat belt, please, ma'am. Lola, fasten your belt too, honey. We're going to land for refueling.
Hey, what kind of a place is this, Tama?
Oh, it ain't going to be much. I can promise you that. Uh-oh. Jack's begun to take us down. I got to go on up front. Keep your straps on till the plane stops. See you all in a jiffy. Hey, Jack, you sure that's our destination?
This is it. Miserable place. We'll be down and back up again in no time.
Carmen?
You're not supposed to be up here.
Senor Doc Long is sleeping out in the cabin. You are up here at the control salon.
Yeah, he's got to get some sleep so he can relieve me. We're flying all night.
Please. Then may I not sit down beside you?
Sit down.
Gracias.
Why aren't you asleep?
Ricardo is asleep. Lola is asleep. Senor Long is asleep. Me? I cannot sleep.
You say the ambassador is sleeping?
Si. He took two of his medicine capsules. Dropped right off. Where are we now?
That last stop we made was at Sokoto, Nigeria.
Oh? That place we stopped this morning. Tama?
Yeah. Tama, Liberia.
See. Si. Never been in so terrible a place. Sand that blister your skin, heat that suffocate you with every breath, sunflies to swarm over you.
Well, we got out of there in a hurry.
Do we stop again before we reach the coast?
Yeah, Timbuktu, French West Africa.
Oh, we're over French West Africa now, huh?
That's right. Jungle country.
Jungle. That is better than the desert.
Not to land in.
We're not landing, are we?
Well, if you can give me a written guarantee that...
What was that?
Go back and wake up Doc.
But what does it mean?
I don't know. Maybe nothing.
Hey, Jack. Yeah. Jack and them engines get the hiccups.
For a minute,
Holy cow, where are we at?
Jungle. Take Mrs. Santos back to the cabin. Get her tied in her seat and wake up the others.
You bet you.
Better make it fast.
Dios mío. Senor, are we going to die?
Get this seat buckle fastened while I wake up others.
What is it? What is the matter?
The engines are stopping. We're going to fall.
Dios, vamos a morir.
Santos. Hey, Santos, wake up.
Huh?
Here, fasten your safety belt. We got engine trouble. Fasten yourself in. You too, Lola.
Where are we?
Jungles. Hundreds of miles of jungles. I got to get back up front.
There she goes, Doc.
Jack, you got yourself strapped in.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Hey, that's a pretty good-sized moon. Will it help any?
I won't have much control by the time we get low.
Hey, look, Jack. Right ahead there. Ain't that the moon shining on a river?
Hello, maybe we got something. If I can make it...
You darn well better make it, or we're going to smack the good earth with a splatter.
Protect yourself as much as you can. Here we go. Yeah. So miracles do happen.
Yeah.
You all in one piece, son?
Alive and kicking.
Dog, gone the way you just skimmed the top of the water to slow us down and then brought us up on the sandbank, I was just as pretty as a picture. Could you see anything?
Never mind that. Come on back and see how our passengers are doing.
Probably suffering from shock.
Well, it's all right. You can open your eyes, Ambassador.
We are safely down?
Safe as you're ever going to be. We come down the river and rode up onto the bank.
Oh, my God. I was so afraid.
Not I.
Lola, what are you saying?
Not I. I say to myself, if this is good enough for Senor Packard and Senor Doc Long, then it is good enough for me.
Come right along with us through fire and brimstone, huh? That's a nice thought.
But where are we?
We'll have to wait until morning. We're on a river in the jungles. Come morning, we'll know how desperate it really is. That's that.
A doggone deliberate attempt at murder.
No doubt of it. Too much water in the gasoline to make it an accident.
Yeah, somebody knowed we was going to refuel at Sokoto, Nigeria, and just deliberately gummed up the gasoline.
No doubt of it.
They was willing to kill his wife and his daughter as well as me and you just to get Ambassador Santos.
That's how it looks.
Well, whoever it was must have watered the gasoline before we got there. I stood by the ship every doggone minute while we was on the ground.
I know. Where are the two women?
Oh, they went down behind some bushes on the riverbank to wash up a little bit.
Did you warn them about the water?
Yeah. Oh, here comes the ambassador and his everlasting quinine capsule. He also has been combing last night's snarls out of his whiskey.
Well, it's a good morning for it.
Yeah. Gonna be a hot day, though.
Good morning, senores.
Morning, Ambassador.
You find the trouble with the engine, guess?
Well, we found it.
Oh?
Somebody gave us adulterated gasoline. Naturally, the engine's conked out.
Well, do not hold yourself responsible. You saved my life when you bring the plane down safe. I am full of gratitude.
Well, thanks. Doc and I have had the maps out. There should be a narrow gauge railroad about 50 miles to the north of here.
50 miles on foot? Is that possible in this jungle?
It also says not to get mixed up with no natives because that is bad medicine.
That makes our situation difficult, no, senores?
Yeah, to put it mildly.
Hey, listen at that. That's a lion. Hey, Jack, they must have been attacked.
Hold it, Doc. Put the rifle down. It's all right.
But, senor...
They're just scared by the lion roar. Those lions are a quarter of a mile away.
All right.
Hold it a minute.
Yeah, sure. Catch your breath.
You're laughing at us.
Those lions are a quarter of a mile away.
Nevertheless, I do not like being loose in a jungle with lions.
You're going to like it a lot less after you've walked 50 miles.
50 miles? In these shoes.
Haven't you two women got walking shoes in the plane?
Yeah, I have.
I have golf shoes.
I'll go put them on.
Well, but, Senor Packard, why we do not ask the help of the natives?
What natives?
Who are playing the drums.
Drums?
See, down by the river. It is easier to hear, don't
listen.
Dog, come.
That's our cue to get out of this neck of the woods. Doc, you get the supplies. I'll get the camping essentials. The rest of you get into your easiest walking clothes. We're going places.
Senor Packard, are you certain you can get us out of this jungle?
Yeah, well, save your breath. We'll make it.
But 3 days, senor. 3 whole days we fight through the jungle. And tonight we sleep on the ground.
Yeah. Cheer up, Lola. We're 20 miles closer to the railroad.
I wonder.
Well, of course we are. 20 miles on our way and 30 miles to go.
Hey, hold it a minute.
What is it?
What now, Jack?
Some kind of a path. Don't see any signs of human footprints.
But plenty of animal tracks.
Looks safe enough.
See, it will be better than beating our way through the jungle.
All right, we'll follow it for a way. As long as it goes in our direction.
Listen, senor. Those awful drums again.
Senor Packard, those drums are following us through the jungle.
You get that impression, but I doubt it.
But day after day, they're behind us. We will all be killed. We will all die.
Mrs. Sanders, stop that.
I'm sorry. Those drums, they frightened me.
children.
Perhaps they do not frighten Lola also.
Oh, see, I know you and your daughter. You are Portuguese, I am Spanish. You are brave, I'm not so
brave.
All
right, that's enough of that.
Will I tell you, Senor Ambassador Santos, I'm sorry for the day I married with you. I was sorry that day, and I've been sorry every minute of every day since that first
Carmen,
day.
Carmen, please.
Did you hear what I said? Come on now. We've got at least 2 miles more before we make camp tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised if this trail led to some watering place.
Probably. Matter of fact, I thought I caught the gleam of sun on water through the jungle back a little.
You mean we must wade the river?
Hey, walk up here beside me a minute, Lola.
See?
Hey, what is that up ahead, a conspiracy?
Never mind. Hey, Lola, has your mother...
Carmen is not my mother.
All right, your stepmother, then. Has Carmen always acted this way towards your father?
Not at first. This lasts maybe 18 months. Sing.
You have any idea of why?
No. Sometimes I do not blame her, maybe. My father, he keeps rubbing her nose, in fact, that we are Portuguese, and she is only Spanish.
Hey, Jack. Jack, look ahead there. It's a river.
That's great.
It is not a very big river.
No, it's not. And it looks shallow.
We are going to wade this river, senor?
Yeah, it looks shallow, not too wide. Got a fairly sandy bottom.
What about crocodiles?
No, not in this kind of water. Doc, you and I'll each carry one of the women. Ambassador, you'll have to do the best you can.
If you, senores, do it, I will do it.
Good. Say, Ambassador, you think you should take so much quinine?
It is required for my health.
All right, Miss Santos, hop up into my arms.
No. Senor Packard will carry me.
Oh, you want Jack, huh? Okay, come on, Lola.
Sing. If Carmen wish it that way.
See, I do.
You are making an obvious display of yourself, Carmen. That I will not forget.
All right, here we go. Up with you.
All right, up we go, Lola.
Senor Douglas, but you are strong.
Well, I'll lead the way. You follow with Lola, Doc, and the ambassador.
Very good.
Is it getting much deeper?
I don't think it's gone much over our knees.
Nice, convenient river. Hey, keep close behind, Mr. Ambassador.
See, I will do. Strange. I am suddenly feeling dizzy from the sun.
Well, you can't stop now. Keep it coming. We'll give you a rest when we get on the other side. Hey, Jack.
What's the matter?
Senior Santa's got himself a catchy son. Better get set for a stop when we get across.
All right. You shouldn't have a touch of sun. Can you see him?
Yes, over your shoulder.
Does he seem to be all right?
Oh, see. Why should I care for what happened to him when I'm in your arms?
Well, you're in my arms only because I'm your pack horse across this river.
Perhaps I can persuade you differently.
I doubt it. I've got the idea that Senor Ricardo Santos is a pretty decent man. Maybe he'll be president of this country.
So?
So I'd prefer him to have a wife worthy of him and his high office.
This high office you talk about, that is a cold, hard bed for a lonely woman.
Here we come up. There. Didn't even get the soles of your shoes wet.
Father! Where's my father? He's gone!
Hey, Jeff! Jack, Santos has disappeared.
Save him. Save my father.
Doc, what happened? Put Lola down. What happened?
Oh, he was right behind us. The next thing we knowed, he wasn't there.
He said it was dizzy.
Come on. If he fainted, he must be drifting down the river with the current.
Yeah. Ain't much current. He couldn't have drifted far. Hey, son, what you think's the chance of him having sunk to the bottom?
No, I don't think so.
Don't leave us here.
We won't get out of sight.
Jack. Hey, Jack, look out there in the middle of the river.
Hey, that's him. Come on.
He's a floating face down.
Got in ahead of him.
If it was only just a little bit deeper, I could make better time swimming.
Get him, Doc. Get him.
You bet. Here. Got him.
Good work. Here, pull him up out of the water and head for shore.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Jack, he's a dead duck.
Yeah. Afraid so.
Is he all right? Is he all right?
Don't answer. Come on up on the sand. That's it. Lay him down.
Yep. There. Can you tell anything?
That's queer.
What happened to your right?
Now, just stand back. Now, stand back, will you?
He's dead. Yeah.
Jack's examining.
He's very dead.
Oh, no.
He drowned.
That's the queer part. He didn't drown. No water in his lungs at all.
What does that mean?
It means he was dead before he hit the water.
But how could they touch him, son, kill that quick?
It couldn't. Look at the pupils of his eyes. Your father died of poison. You, the French official I wired ahead to have join us on the train?
Oui. And you would like a full report, which I can file at police headquarters when we arrive at Timbuktu. Where are the two women?
In the adjoining compartment with my partner, Doc Long. Just as well if they don't hear my story to you.
Oui. What is this story?
There's no doubt in my mind that Carmen Santos poisoned her husband.
So?
After I examined the ambassador and saw that he died of poisoning, I removed all articles from his pockets to be held for the French police.
You are familiar with poisons?
Well, look, let me tell the story my way, do you mind?
Please, do so.
Yeah. I cleaned out all his pockets and put the articles in a little heap on my handkerchief. Suddenly, when Mrs. Santos thought I wasn't looking, she reached down and snatched a bottle from the pile. Doc saw her, too, and jumped for her. She tried to throw the bottle in the river, but he knocked her off balance and it fell in shallow water. When I recovered it, I found it to be the ambassador's bottle of quinine capsules, which he doctored himself with incessantly.
You have those capsules?
Yes. I examined them all carefully, and it's obvious that some of them are filled with deadly poison, apparently put in the bottle by Carmen Santos, and she was trying to dispose of him.
Not a very clever woman.
Well, if she'd succeeded in throwing the bottle in the river, you might have had a different opinion.
Perhaps. You saw him take a quinine capsule shortly before his death.
Yeah, I even suggested he was overdoing his medication. Anyway, here are all the effects I took from her husband's pocket, still tied up in my handkerchief.
Uh-huh.
And Carmen Santos is now your prisoner. Also the daughter Lola. She'll make a good material witness if you can make her talk.
Neither woman will talk.
Not a word. And yet I know they don't like each other.
And what will you and Monsieur Long do now?
Get back to Hollywood and make our excuses to Senor Carlos, who paid us 5,000 berries to protect the ambassador.
Ambassador?
Yes, Ambassador Ricardo Santos. I thought you knew his name.
Hey, look. Look at this newspaper.
Newspaper? What's this? Ambassador Ricardo Santos arrived safely in Central America this morning with his wife and daughter.
Yes.
You know all the time I've been talking that the ambassador was safe and these people Doc and I have been carting around the country are imposters?
I knew only after the ambassador had arrived safely home. The whole world only knew it then.
You mean until this morning the public actually thought Ambassador Santos was lost in the jungle here with us?
It was a beautiful job of drawing the ambassador's political enemies off the trail.
They were so sure we had him with us, they even sabotaged our plane in Sokoto, Nigeria. But see here, if our family isn't Mr. and Mrs. Santos and daughter Lola, then who are they?
Read the next paragraph of the news story.
Huh? The three people thought to be lost in a plane crash in French West Africa are the ambassador's aide and his wife and daughter. The ambassador's aide? Each has been given $5,000 for impersonating a member of the ambassador's family to draw attention away from him. In case of the death of any or all three in line of duty, an added $50,000 indemnity had been guaranteed. Hey, there's your motive.
Sure.
Of course. If Carmen's husband didn't come through alive, she and Lola got an added $50,000. And Carmen certainly hated her husband, whether it was under the name of Santos or his right name, whatever it is.
You do not have much sympathy with Madame Santos.
Well, if she killed her husband...
I know. In France, we have much sympathy with an unhappy wife.
What about a dead husband?
Most unfortunate, we.
Well, you do whatever you want with Carmen. She's your baby now. All Doc and I want is to get back to Hollywood. We like American girls. They kill you, but not dead.
I've just heard I Love Adventure, a new Carlton E. Morse production featuring Michael Raffetto as Jack Packard and Barton Yarborough as Doc Long. Others in tonight's show included Peggy Weber, Alma Lawton, Gene Bates, Don Morrison, and Lou Krugman. The Ambassador Ricardo Santos Affair was written and produced by Carlton E. Morse. Organ music by Rex Curry. Your announcer, Dresser Dalstead.